It seems President Donald Trump, the versatile dealmaker, finds himself on the edges when it comes to dealing with Iran. Going back on his encouraging policy of renegotiating a new nuclear deal with the Islamic Republic, the White House incumbent all of a sudden is more inclined towards coercion and believes that Tehran could be cowed down. He has also threatened secondary sanctions and indirect tariffs in another bizarre endeavor to squeeze the economic lifeline of the Persian state. Whether that will work is anybody's guess. Given the defiance with which Iran has been dealing with the U.S. for decades, things are likely to deteriorate and push the world's most volatile region towards further chaos. Trump's threat to bomb Iran resonates with similar policies from White House, wherein the incumbents were obsessed with finding a military solution while dealing with Iraq, Afghanistan, and North Korea. Despite the Tora Bora carpet bombing meant to exterminate an entire race, the Afghans today are alive and kicking, and so are the Iraqis, compelling the U.S. to talk it out with them when it comes to issues of real politic. Thus, it would be a childish affair if a veteran like Trump opts for use of forces against Iran. Moreover, it is astonishing that Trump, who wants to make peace with Russia and China, end the war in Ukraine, and maneuver a dovetailed solution over Palestine with the help of Arab allies, is so eager for gun diplomacy with Iran. The status quo is one of uncertainty, and cannot be overcome by sticking to conventional positions. Tehran is willing for talks, but wants it to be routed through the nomenclature set forth in JCPOA, wherein it feels at ease while dealing through the EU, Russia, and China. Its adamant attitude not to deal directly with Washington lacks statesmanship. Likewise, the Trump 2.0 presidency probably is a manifestation of ending wars across the continents and enabling the U.S. to become great in terms of technology and businesses. This knee-jerk of bombing Iran sounds irritating.